Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
Ek wil 'n bietjie gesels oor iets wat my dit pla my nie. Dit is net iets waaroor ek dink die afgelope paar maande. So my dogtertjie is nou 6. Sy word 7 in September. And she's in this phase now where they start asking for sleepovers. And this was always something that I thought I would kind of 100% be okay with as a parent, that, you know, if your kid asks you at a certain age for a sleepover, that you just say yes. But I am at this moment still a little bit undecided over whether I'm going to send my kids to sleepovers or not. I don't even really want to offer that they have their friends over at our house, because dit voel net nie vir my dit is dieselfde soos die dae waar ons groot geword het nie. Like, I know I sound like an old lady now, but I just feel like times have changed so much. Or am I being overprotective? Am I being a helicopter parent, Joe?
Well, look, I mean, I can only say from my point of view, but I had my kid going for a sleepover this past weekend.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not easy, because you have to, like, always just, you know, but and like, you have to know the parents and you have to know the kid, and like, it gets complicated. But I think also it makes it easier if they've got phones to communicate.
Yeah.
And then just kind of keep you abreast of how it's going, or how they're feeling, or how that's all going. So if they're still a bit young and don't have phones to be able to tell you in their own words or how they're doing, I think I can understand the trepidation. But, you know, if they're bigger, then they can just be like, listen, Dad, this is not okay for me. Can you come fetch me?
Yeah.
Or something like that. You know what I mean?
Ek dink dit is ook waar dit op neerkom vir my, is that I would love to think that my kids' friends' parents think that we are the house that absolutely, that they will let their kids sleep over at. But you never know. Everyone has reservations. And you do make a really good point there, Joe, about the fact that the older they are then able to tell you, and if they have phones, which both of my kids don't, they can communicate and say, listen, this is not feeling like a lekker night.
Yeah.
Even if they're just a little bit bangerig, or they want to come home or whatever, they can communicate. And I know that that option is there. If they are at someone's house, they can say, please, can you call my mom, call my dad to come and get me?
Yeah.
Maar ek wil by jou hoor, wat is jou standpunt oor sleepovers? How do you feel? How old were your kids when you allowed them to go? If you are a parent that doesn't allow sleepovers, why are you not allowing sleepovers? We're talking sleepovers. I wanted to just gauge other parents' opinions on the topic, because my daughter is 7 now, my son is 10, and they have asked for sleepovers before, and I haven't been all that keen to say yes. I actually, in fact, have never said yes. I just kind of say no. Last year, she had a non-sleepover slumber party. So everyone arrived at 4 and everyone was collected by 8 at our house, because I also didn't want the responsibility of other people's kids. Etienne has got a very definitive answer about whether he allows sleepovers or not.
Remember that message I sent a couple of weeks back and said, Ellendale's from hell?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's the wrong Etienne. Askies tog Etienne. Ek sê die verkeerde ding oor wat jy vir ons wou sê oor die sleepovers. Brandon.
Ras, daar is 'n baie maklik antwoord op daai vraag. Nee, nope, not gonna happen. Jy slaap by die huis. Daar is meer as genoeg ure in die dag om te speel en te doen wat jy moet doen. Maar sodra dit donker word, kom jy huis toe en jy slaap by die huis.
Okay, so hy doen dit glad nie. Annie het ook vir ons 'n boodskap gestuur om te sê, my kinders het nie oorgeslaap by maats nie. Hulle is vandag al twee van hulle, diep in hulle 30s. Dit was net taboe. Yolandi says, my daughter only started sleeping out from last year. She was 10. But before we allowed it, we first met the parents. Michelle says, only have them over at your house now, meaning the friends, until she can 100% communicate quickly with you. If you do let her go now, then make sure that the parents constantly communicate with you and let your daughter know you will fetch her absolutely at any time. So many messages coming in. Ryan sent us a message as well just to say that it's completely unsafe. Heidi, a lot of other people, also Ofer, Yolandi, Michelle. Rushani said that it's an absolute no, that her kids will never sleep out, and it's about safety and she doesn't feel comfortable with it. She would have other kids staying at their house, but not having her kids sleeping out. So ja, dit is rarig iets wat almal het 'n verskillende opinie. Dit hang af van hoe goed jy die ouers ken en of jy gemaklik voel daarmee. So op hierdie stadium kan ek persoonlik sê, ek is ek is steeds nie regtig 100% gemaklik daarmee nie. Ek weet nie of ek sal beter voel wanneer hulle groot word nie. Telk sal ek soos Annie wees dat my kinders diep in hulle 30's is en hulle nog nooit 'n sleepover by hulle maatjies gehad nie.